I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Hour number two of Overtime is coming at you live here at Fan Run Studios. Fox Sports Knoxville, Tanner and Tucker are with you for one more hour on your Thursday evening. Hope everyone is doing well out there. We kick off hour two talking a lot of NFL news, and I was bewildered when I saw these reports about Dak Prescott today. I was very confused. And now the Cowboys have already come out and say, no, we didn't. We haven't offered Dak what's been rumored, so he didn't actually turn this down. However, though, Dak Prescott, and this has been something discussed for a while now when it was time for his renegotiated contract after his rookie deal. Discussed a lot about how much per year he actually deserves. And apparently, he wants a whole lot.
He wants a boatload.
Allegedly. According to an initial report, here was the offer. 5 years, $175 million. It would have made him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. And again, according to the reports, Dak Prescott, who's a two-time Pro Bowler, he is seeking more than $45 million a year to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and for the record, if you equaled out over 5 years the same amount per year, that 107, that would be $35 million a year. He wants 10 more million, so he wants another $50 million.
So this was Chris Sims of NBC Sports. He said in an interview on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas yesterday that Prescott wants a four-year deal, and if they end up agreeing on a five-year contract, and according to Sims, quote, they would like a really big number at the end of that fifth year to cover their butts for what the market might be at that position 5 years from now. However, ESPN followed by reporting today, quote, there have been no discussions on other scenarios other than the Cowboys wanting a longer deal and Prescott wanting a shorter deal. And finally, the NFL Network followed that up by saying the Cowboys and Prescott's agent said the initial report by Sims is, quote, definitely not true. And the two sides have never discussed such scenarios or anything like that. He wants $45 million. No!
No.
What the hell have you done to deserve that money, Dak?
You've handed the ball off to Zeke. Congrats.
And we always have to go back and talking about these quarterback deals that get more outrageous every time there's a new deal and every time a new quarterback becomes the highest paid in NFL history. I think in the last 5 years, there's been like 15 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
become the highest
it's
paid in
NFL
history.
It's just because the market keeps going up.
The market is one thing. Dak's going to most of these quarterbacks when they sign these deals, unless, Tucker, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, who probably deserves everything he gets.
Yes.
And that's just me being honest. Other than that, a lot of them are going to be overpaid, and that's just expected. That's just what the world is now in the world of contract negotiations. When you get these franchise quarterbacks with their agents, they're just going to drive up that price. That's what it's going to be. But you're telling me this initial report, Dak turned that down because he didn't want a five-year deal? That would have made him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah.
And he said, no, sir, no, Mr. Jerry Jones, I want you to give me $10 more million because for some reason I think I deserve $45 million per year. What in the hell has Dak Prescott, who is a good quarterback, what has he done to deserve $45 million per year?
Nothing.
Huh. Not a damn thing.
He deserves decent money, you know. He deserves.
You have to pay your quarterback.
He deserves more money than, you know, someone like Daniel Jones or.
You absolutely have to pay your quarterback.
You know. But I don't see where he's getting these numbers.
I don't either.
I mean, he's been a cause for a lot of money problems out of Dallas for, what, 2 years now? I mean, this guy really thinks he's the man in Dallas when it's not like he's dragging this team along by himself.
You should pay him more than you pay, you know, Zeke. You should go more in on your quarterback always. No matter how good a running back is, you're always dealing with an uncertain shelf life. You're always living on borrowed time when it comes to really good running backs at their peak in the NFL. It just doesn't last that long. We know about how long average career spans are for NFL running backs. So you always, for me, you always have to invest more in your quarterback. That's why, you know, a few years ago, I was glad the Raiders gave Derek Carr that money, which he didn't deserve, but you have to invest on someone that, if you're going to want to see him as a future franchise, you have to invest. That's just what you have to do. But who is Dak Prescott and his team to say that he doesn't that he deserves more than $35 million per year? $45 million. Millions.
That's just too much. That's just ludicrous.
Like, that's too much for someone who has done what when it comes time to, like, really, really win games. He has been the epitome of what the Cowboys have been in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
He has summed it up perfectly. I mean, I'll run through quickly what he's done here. Tell me if you think this is a player who deserves $45 million per year. All right, 4 years. He started and played all 16 games since his rookie season. Great. Iron Man mentality. He's been able to play all these games. That's fantastic. A career record in the regular season of 40-24. Since going 13-3 in that rookie season, which he just took the league by storm, 9-7, 10-6, 8-8. Okay. A career completion percentage of 65.8. Pretty solid.
Pretty solid.
Passing yards, career passing yards, he is a little over 200 yards shy of 16,000. And I will say, when it comes to his passing stats, like putting up the numbers, he was playing like a man who won a really good deal last year.
Yeah, he did play really well last year.
4,900 yards passing, a career high in average yards per attempt, career high in touchdown passes with 30 touchdowns to 11 interceptions, you know, not bad, QBR of 99.7. Also added 277 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns. Okay. Fine. He played his ass off last year, led the Cowboys to 8-8 record. I don't know, man. That doesn't seem like $45 million per year to me. He has a playoff record of 1-2 in just 3 games. Went 1-1 in 2018. So he hasn't been past the divisional round yet. If Dak Prescott had taken the Cowboys to a Super Bowl in any season, I would say he has a point.
Yeah.
There's high value in Super Bowl winning or, you know, Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. Dak's not that yet.
No, he's not
there. He's not that yet in 4 seasons to demand that type of money. That is ludicrous.
I mean, $45 million, you know, people were talking about how Patrick Mahomes would I know more about Mahomes than I do Prescott, but people were talking about how he was going to be, you know, revved up to be the highest paid, blah, blah, blah. 45 was like the top for him. And he's playing a lot better than Prescott has. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. If 45 is his top, which I don't know if we're hoping. God, I hope it's the top. But
no, actually, guys, I want $50 million. Sorry.
Okay, we'll write the check. Kind of worth it, but
there it is. Here goes the rest of our team.
Yeah, no, nobody's coming back. But if he's worth, you know, if that's the projection for Mahomes, how on earth can Dak Prescott say, yeah, that's me. I'm worth that. You're not, buddy. You're not. This guy, you're above average.
What do you see as the end game with this here? They're eventually just going to have to settle on something. Jerry Jones is not giving him $45 million per year. That's just not happening.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
Well, first of all, they're going to have to come to terms on how long they want the contract to be.
Yes.
Dallas is wanting a 5-year deal. Prescott doesn't want a 5-year deal. I think that the Cowboys might just have to give to Dak and say 4-year deal.
4-year deal, but less money. I mean, you can't give the guy $45 million a year. That's ridiculous.
Is 40 fair? I think they might say 40.
40, that's still high.
Dig their heels in the mud.
You're paying too much, but if it keeps him from walking, you don't let him walk because right now he's your best option.
He's
got you over a barrel.
You're back to square one again.
Yeah,
you get rid of
people
that.
Are saying Andy Dalton, Dak Prescott, or Andy Dalton. I mean, Dak Prescott's not worth $45 million a year, but he's better than Andy Dalton. I mean, that's simple.
We shall see. This is going to be very intriguing here. I want to see how much the back and forth is going to be because it's just entertaining to me. It is funny to me he wants that much money.
Yes, as an outside observer, if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be pissed. I mean,
I'm just going to taunt my Cowboy fan friends at this point.
Yeah. God, I really hope Mahomes doesn't get that much money. I hope he goes the Brady route and just takes pay cuts.
No, y'all will sign the check.
We'll sign the check, yeah. No, there'll be no negotiation. I just hope that he's like, no, I need, you know, let's keep a team together. I'll take $30 million
a year. Well, sticking in the NFL here, would you like to go over some NFL rule proposals?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
So, let's see. Here's one about officiating. I want to save officiating here. I want to talk about this potential change to the onside kick.
Ooh, okay.
And the NFL owners are going to vote on this here. So, RIP to the XFL again.
Yeah.
One of the things I loved about the XFL is how they had the alternative to the onside kick.
Yeah, what was the distance you had to?
Fourth and 15.
Fourth and 15.
Or might have been fourth and 12 for XFL. This is something similar being proposed and going to be voted on in the NFL. So a dramatic rule change pertaining to onside kicks could be coming to the NFL this season if the owners vote to make it happen. This comes from the Eagles. The Eagles have proposed a rule that would give teams an alternative option to the onside kick. Instead of trying to recover an onside kick, teams would have the option of attempting to convert a 4th and 15 play from their own 25-yard line. The team gets the 15 yards, they get a first down and keep possession of the ball. Same thing the XFL did. Exact same thing. If they do not convert the 4th and 15, the other team would take over possession from wherever the play ended, which puts you in a real pickle if you're the team who went for it.
Andy, go for it every time.
But it's a risk-reward.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love this because you can't really recover an onside kick anymore the way they've changed where you can line up.
Especially if the other team's expecting it. I mean, there's no chance. I mean, you've got guys at the top of their, you know, you've got wide receivers now out there who can catch a football in any conditions, mm-hmm. bouncing, rolling, whatever. They're going to get it. You're not getting it. Unless you come out like the Saints in the second half of the...
Surprise.
Yeah. Unless you do something crazy like that, you're not. But in a game, late game situation, you're not getting an onside kick.
I like this. I like this a whole lot more. The analytics will tell you, coaches will tell you, think about this too. If you have a really good offense, if you're the Chiefs, or someone else has a really good offense, I'm taking that 4th and 15 chance all day long.
Yes.
Your chances are much higher than recovering an onside kick.
I mean, I've seen us get a 3rd and 30. Yeah, 4th and 15.
It could easily happen.
Draw it up.
15 yards?
Take off, Tyreek. Let's go.
Absolutely.
You got Kelt. I mean, I will take the chances, especially if we're losing. Go for it. What do we got to lose?
We will find out this becomes the rule by next week because May 28th, 24 of the NFL's 32 owners, they have to vote on it. So that's what has to happen for the rule to pass.
24 out of 32?
24 to 32, super majority.
Whoa. That probably won't pass then.
So it says, although NFL owners don't generally approve dramatic rule changes, the Colts' 9-point... This is an example. The Colts' 9-point touchdown proposal got shot down in 2015. That was a thing?
9-point touchdown?
I didn't know that was a thing. Hold on, I'll backtrack.
What's the point?
I mean, I'll backtrack and read about it.
That's strange.
So this proposal from the Eagles may have a chance to pass because it seems right now to have support from the competition committee.
Ooh.
Last year, the Broncos proposed a similar rule, and at the time, that committee actually voted 7-1 in favor of it.
Oh, wow.
But despite the endorsement last year, most owners ended up voting against the proposed rule, and it didn't pass.
Did we ever even see an onside kick in the XFL done like that? I didn't, personally.
Well, they didn't get a chance to play a full season.
Yeah. I don't recall there being
one. I'm sure that happened once.
Just to try it?
I'm sure.
I'll see if they did it.
See if they did it. And also tell me if it was a 4th and 15 or a 4th and 12.
Okay. I will.
Because for some reason my mind's telling me it might have been a 4th and 12, but that doesn't make sense. 4th and 15 seems fair to try to get a, quote, onside kick. So we were talking about the chances to recover an onside kick. This is the reason why last year that competition committee liked the idea of this alternate onside kick approach. So the new kickoff rules were implemented in 2018. Under the new rules, players aren't allowed to get a running start, which makes it almost impossible to recover an onside kick. Yeah, it's a stupid thing to have now if you can't get a running start.
Yeah.
You have low chances of recovering one anyway.
Yeah. But so maybe that will be what gets this rule to pass.
If you can't run, then what's the point? So in 2018, the onside kick recovery rate was just 7.5%, a.k.a. 4 of 53 attempts. Dramatic decrease it was from the 21.7% recovery rate in 2017, 13 of 60.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your only option nowadays is to bounce it off someone on the front line. Like, you've got to hit, you've got to kick a fastball at somebody.
This is interesting. This year, this past season, the rate was actually up 5% to 12.5, 7 out of 56. However, it was, I forgot about this. Am I going to butcher his name when I say it? The Falcons kicker, Young Ho Koo.
Yeah.
Was his first name even pronounced Young Ho?
I don't even think so.
I feel like I'm being very disrespectful calling him Young Ho.
It's probably like Young Ho.
So Koo, which is his last name.
Okay.
Falcons kicker Koo. He converted 2-1 game. I forgot he did that.
Wow. That's impressive.
So that helped the rate dramatically, just something like that.
Just that one guy, yeah.
So,
from what I can tell, it didn't have time to be successful. I don't think anyone even got to attempt one.
Okay.
Not that I can find. All it's pulling up is like the rule change and like news about that. I'm not seeing anything telling me about that.
Oh, you know what happened actually? I got confused with the other failed football league.
The AAF, yeah, I saw that.
The AAF did it. Okay, I'm wrong. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure the XFL had it as well.
Well, if I did, I get my failed football leagues mixed up from time to time.
Yeah.
RIP St. Louis Battlehawks. So, the Alliance, the AAF, instead of the onside kick, this is where I thought 4th and 12. The AAF did a 4th and 12 from their own 28 after scoring. The catch in the AAF was that a team was only allowed to exercise this option if they were trailing by 17 or more points, or if they were trailing with under 5 minutes left in the game. And it was successful at least one time. So the AAF has done this.
It was
somewhat successful in the AAF.
Yeah, the XFL did not.
So they just do regular onside kick?
Yeah, if a team wishes to run an onside kick, it must indicate this to the official before the play, and the two teams will be permitted to line up using traditional NFL rules. There will be no surprise onside kicks.
Okay, that's what was different about theirs.
I thought I remember talking about this exact thing.
We have.
About the XFL.
We talked a lot about those new XFL rules.
Again, yeah.
rest in power to it. Rest in power! We want to move on here. We got more proposals. This is about officiating.
Okay.
So, the NFL is making plans to experiment in the preseason with new officiating positions that would be similar to a sky judge. Oh, love the sky judge. Love the sky judge they had in the XFL using the Xbox controller to review the play.
It's the most efficient way to do it.
Absolutely fantastic. This experiment would mirror proposals put forth by the Ravens and the Chargers to create a booth umpire and a senior technology advisor. Each official would have access to the video and the ability to either make officiating calls or communicate to the referee based on what they see. That's another one that's getting voted on next week.
That one probably will pass. That one, it worked really well for the XFL, which is another reason why the XFL is great. Do it there.
Was see, great.
It'll come back. I think it'll come back. Did you see the other day the XFL has a potential buyer?
Who?
Vince McMahon. That's not a joke I just made. He's going to buy it again. I don't know how it works, but he's going to open it right back up.
I know he's going to bring it back. He can't have it fail like this.
It worked.
He cannot have... It was destined for at least two seasons.
It was going to work. Yeah, at least two seasons.
But then old Rona happened, and they had to shut everything down.
Had to ruin everything.
Now he's in legal battles with Oliver Luck. Oliver Luck's claiming he was fired unjustly. It's just a mess. It's something Vince McMahon's used to by this point.
Yeah.
Has to be. So they're going to basically vote on a Sky Judge and a tech advisor, which is great. NFL needs that. And the competition committee, which we just talked about, they've also endorsed two other minor rule changes for owners to consider. One of them, expanding defenseless player protection to a returner who has secure possession but hasn't had the opportunity to ward off impending contact. They're going to make it easier for penalties.
Returns.
Penalties, basically.
Yeah.
If you hit them. Another one. Ooh, Titans fans, this one pertains to you. The other one is closing a loophole that last season allowed the New England Patriots and the Tennessee Titans, among others, to drain the clock by committing multiple dead ball fouls while the clock was running.
That was gold.
What, a.k.a. what really pissed Bill Belichick off.
When Vrabel did it. That was so good, because he's done that a bunch. So now, wait. So now as soon as a team other than the Patriots does it, they change the rule? I'm not a Titans fan, but that's kind of bullcrap.
The Patriots did it, too.
No, yeah, the Patriots have done it in years past, though. But now, I don't know. I don't think they would have changed it if just
Bill and Bob Kraft, they started crying about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like Nick Saban wanting to cry to change college football rules after Gus completely pwned him at the end of the Iron Bowl.
Yep.
Same type of deal. Also to be discussed, we'll be making permanent the expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul or any extra point attempt. Like a two-point conversion.
Oh, okay.
That means extra point attempt, too.
I think we get those right 99% of the time.
The Eagles have proposed restoring preseason and regular season overtime to 15 minutes and implementing rules to minimize the impact of the overtime coin toss, but they have withdrawn the ideas.
The Eagles are proposing a lot of stuff. They're trying to be very progressive.
I hope
about the
4th and 15 passes.
Yes, I
That's
want
That's
going to
make things so much more exciting.
Yeah.
There's no excitement for an onside kick because you know the return team's going to get it.
Yeah.
The overwhelming majority of the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a miracle if you get it back. Something crazy has to happen.
They're going to vote on a bunch of stuff next Thursday, so by this time next week, we could be looking at a much different NFL on the field in 2020. I am a fan of the 4th and 15.
Sky Judge seems like a good
idea.
Sky
Judge. Those other minor ones, you know, whatever. It is interesting, though, Tucker, that you brought up. As soon as something bad happens to the Patriots with the loophole, the Patriots want it closed.
Because hasn't that been a thing he's done throughout his coaching career?
Yes, and then he finally got completely owned by his former student.
Yeah, the tables, the turntables on him, and
I mean, it was just like Darth Vader picking up Palpatine and throwing him down that air shaft.
Yeah, but
same thing.
Spoiler alert.
We don't talk about that movie.
But man, like, that's kind of dumb. I'm not a Titans fan or anything. I am a Patriots non-fan.
As you should be.
Seems a little fishy that just once it's on them, oh, we got to get rid of that.
Funny how that works. 865-546-8200 is the number if you would like to hop on the program. We are cruising along in hour number two of overtime. Back after this. Stay with us. Oh, it is all right. It is all right indeed, especially if you're a NASCAR fan. Wednesday night NASCAR, kind of taking Twitter by storm a bit with the way that race ended.
That was crazy.
One of the faces of your league, Chase Elliott, who is the son of NASCAR legend Bill Elliott, showing his appreciation to one Kyle Busch. Right in the middle of the TV broadcast, steps out of his car, full race suit and helmet on, just flips him the good old bird right there.
And it was deserved.
And it wasn't like a quick one. It was...
He held it.
Held it, followed him around.
They're printing shirts now.
I love the branding.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love the branding. So they... NASCAR's doing what they do now in doing the multiple races per week. They raced again at Darlington last night. It was shortened because of rain. And Denny Hamlin won NASCAR's first ever Wednesday race. Not first ever, I'm sorry. First Wednesday race since 1984.
Wow. That's a long time.
Rain stopped the event, 20 laps remaining. Denny Hamlin was in first. He got the dub. A big fan of Denny Hamlin's mask he had to wear.
Yeah, it's just got his face on it.
Which is the bottom half of his face, and it's smiling.
It looked freaky.
So when I look at this picture, it looks like the bottom half of Denny Hamlin's face was burned off in some tragic accident, and he's gotten some skin graft.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. But, yeah, he won. There was some controversy at the end there. Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, it's a hero. I'm more interested in NASCAR now. If they're gonna bring back that, just I might have to go back all in again. I might have to be a Chase Elliott fan when it's all said and done.
Yeah, he seems to have the right attitude that I like in a NASCAR driver. I mean, he's got that. It calls back to the roots of NASCAR. Just gritty, rough dudes fighting outside of cars. If they had both wrecked, know for a fact they were going down swinging. At least Chase Elliott was.
That's not social distancing. It's like, I don't care.
They would not care.
We have our face mask on. We can fight.
Yeah, that's safe.
It's okay. Yeah. Hey, we can beat the crap out of each other as long as we're not breathing on each other. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're
leave safe. Leave your helmets on and just...
Coronavirus doesn't spread through fists hitting faces.
Nope, not a bit.
It's absolutely
don't,
fine.
We're not doctors. We're not doctors.
Please don't punch someone.
Don't punch people in the face.
Yeah, Kyle Busch caused Chase Elliott to wreck 8 laps earlier before the conclusion of the race to bring out the caution. He waited for Busch on the apron, flipped him the middle finger, started to rain, and it was over at Darlington for the Wednesday race. Oh, I'm for it. Especially if you're going to bring back these sports, make them entertaining as hell.
Yes.
And that's what this was.
Yeah.
I need these guys to keep getting redneck as possible.
Oh, that's what makes the sport great. Embrace it. Lean into the redneckness.
So, when's the next race? Are they doing it Sunday again, taking a break?
I think so.
They'll be going to... It'd be helpful if I had...
Aren't they at Bristol soon on the 31st?
Bristol, yeah. 31st, end of May. They will be at Bristol. It's Bristol, baby! Couple of races. Okay, here's
your schedule.
They get
people going.
I think they're going to Charlotte next.
It would make sense.
So they raced last night. That was May 20th. Yep, Sunday, Charlotte. It's going to be the Memorial Day Classic, the 600, the Coke 600.
Nice, 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 nice.
It's fantastic Memorial Day weekend, and I'm hoping for a fight. I'm hoping for a fight.
Need one. You need really a guaranteed fight every race. That really.
It's like minor league hockey. Guaranteed fight night. Do the same thing for NASCAR. That's what Fox should advertise. Guaranteed fight night tonight. Tune in. Tune into this Wednesday race. I
need
down.
It.
I'm absolutely down. Today is an important anniversary to go completely away from sports here. What is today the 40th anniversary of Tucker? I'll give you a hint. It's a movie.
Today's the 40th anniversary of a movie.
Yes.
Okay, it's a summer movie. It's 40 years old, so that makes it 1980. 80?
It's a very popular movie of a very popular franchise.
Back to the Future.
No. That was mid-80s.
That was 85.
Yes. Look at you. Nope. Come on.
Older than Back to the Future.
It's part of a franchise. It's part of a franchise that's been around since the late 70s.
Star Wars.
Yes, which Star Wars, though.
Okay, so 77 was the first one, so I'm going to go with Return of the Jedi.
Mm-mm.
Empire Strikes Back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, right in the middle. Jedi was 83.
I didn't know they were so spread out.
They were, man.
So they were.
They milked that.
3 years
They milked
apart.
That anticipation.
Wow.
It takes a while to make those.
Especially back then. I mean, they were doing it with...
I think they're...
Practical.
No. Up until the new ones, they were all spaced out by 3 years. Prequels were spaced out by 3 years. It was 99, 02, and 05 for the prequels.
Yeah, I remember Revenge of the Sith coming out.
Mm-hmm. But for the sequels, it was 15, 17, 19. So there was 2 year gaps.
Wow.
Which is good. I'm glad they got some of that crap over quicker.
Hey, the most recent one was all right. I thought it was all right.
It was all right, but
I thought it was pretty good.
I
enjoyed it.
Biggest pet peeve with that was the way they handled a certain someone who all the movies are actually about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
The big man. Or AKA who was in the big man suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about Anakin.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a nerd, but I'm just still.
I mean, the prequels were bad, except for Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, I was about to say, eh.
Revenge of the Sith was pretty good.
And, you know, I've let go of the popular opinion that The Phantom Menace was the worst of them. No,
oh, well, yeah.
It's clones. It's clones.
You think clones is?
Clones.
I've not seen that one in forever, so maybe it is the worst one. Because I've rewatched Phantom Menace. I can't remember the last time I watched
it. If it wasn't for Natalie Portman and what she wore. You know, clones would just, it'd have no redeeming anything.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the plot of Attack. I mean, I know what has
I mean,
to do
I mean,
with
Attack
Wars.
Of the Clones had the line where Anakin and Padme are in Naboo.
Yeah.
They're staying over the lake, and Anakin, after an awkward silence, looks over and says, "I don't like sand.
It's rough, it's coarse.
It's coarse, and it gets everywhere. But here, it's no sand. It's water."
He was so dark and mysterious. Who knew which way that guy was going, good or
Darth
bad?
Darth Vader really hated sand, man. When he wasn't murdering children, he hated sand. He was avoiding the hell out of sand.
Man.
Or the younglings.
Younglings, yeah.
I've seen a security hologram of him killing younglings.
Who says that? Is
Obi-Wan?
That Obi-Wan? Yeah.
Obi-Wan. He just has a killing younglings. No, not Anakin. I mean, I already knew in the last movie that he slaughtered a whole village of the sand people. And not just the men, the women, and the children, too. I hate them. No, not that Anakin. Prequels suck. Up until Revenge of the Sith, they suck. I didn't want to nerd out, but I just did. And there
They're
goes our
good.
Listeners.
I mean, his biggest downfall was, you know, underestimating the high ground.
It's over, Anakin. It's over, Anakin.
I have the high ground.
The damn high ground.
And then he.
I mean, did he have to do the whole jumping thing? Like,
yeah, what a silly move.
He was like 2 feet from the shore of like the lava.
Yeah,
he could have just like stepped out, and he didn't have to jump up
and get
all his limbs cut off.
Yeah.
God, so stupid. It's so stupid. But 40 years, Empire Strikes Back. Where's that ranking your all-time Star Wars movies?
Top one.
That's your favorite?
Empire? Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's...
I mean,
it's definitely top three.
It's classic.
Yeah. Jedi's my favorite.
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's really good. I don't know, man. I've seen Empire probably the most, just because it's got the big reveal and, you know...
What reveal? Huh? What are you talking about?
Nobody knows. Maybe you should watch the movie.
Yeah, 40 years. I mean, I was
40 years and it still holds up.
I was but a twinkle in my father's eye. I was 15 years before I was born, but even now I feel like, oh gosh, 40? Is that movie really that old?
It just goes to show how good George Lucas is at effects. I mean, if you watch that... The first picture of A New Hope, where it's the just in space.
Yeah,
it looks like space, and that was 1977.
Very impressive.
Incredibly, I mean, CGI was not a thing.
No,
I mean, he had a room that was all blacked out, and he had, you know, a ship the size of, you know, the table you're sitting at,
mm-hmm.
and he would move the cameras in ways that it looked like it was in space. I mean, it's way more impressive, that movie, than Avatar, even in the year whenever, I don't know.
09. Avatar, piece of crap.
I mean, it was all technology.
Avatar's
that was just
Avatar's an awful movie.
I mean, George Lucas did with a camera and models what someone couldn't do with CGI.
And then Disney happened.
And then Disney bought it all. And
then Disney happened.
So Rogue One is pretty good, though. I like Rogue One.
Rogue One's so good.
Rogue One was good.
So good. Rogue One's top five for me. I can't put it above like the actual movies.
No. As its own thing, it was amazing.
Can't do that. I'm looking at the numbers here for Empire Strikes Back. And this isn't adjusted for inflation either. So $1980, $33 million for a budget. It made at the box office, not adjusted for inflation, $547.9 million.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's way more people
mm-hmm.
than probably Endgame, right? Because a movie ticket now
yeah.
is 10 times what it was then, right? I mean,
I would think so.
Not 10 times, but I mean, close, right? You go to the movies for $15 now.
Population's a whole lot more now.
That is true.
I almost want to bet that more people actually in its original run did see Empire. Think of because there was no internet then.
No.
And even if you ended up watching Endgame, like streaming, like you couldn't do that back then, obviously.
No.
You couldn't
do
any of that crap. So I think more physical people saw Empire.
In theaters,
more a lot more people went to the movies in 1980. I don't think that's an exaggeration.
Not at all, no. I mean, just to be able to make $500 million off ticket sales that were probably $3 a pop, that's insanity. I mean, wow. Yeah, that's definitely more eyeballs than the highest grossing movies today.
I have your list here for the highest grossing films as of 2019, adjusted for inflation.
Adjusted for inflation?
Adjusted for inflation.
Empire's number one?
No.
No?
Surprisingly, it's not even in the top 10.
Whoa. You got Titanic
on
there?
I don't know. Look at this list. Maybe more people did see Endgame. Endgame's five, adjusted for inflation.
Wow. Okay. Titanic, Avatar, where are those at?
Take a guess where Avatar is.
10. 1.
2.
Number 2.
Avatar is 2. Titanic is 3. The original Star Wars is 4.
Wow.
So Star Wars is above Endgame, the original. Worldwide gross, adjusted for inflation, over $3 billion.
Golly.
Endgame's $2.7 billion.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Star Wars The Force Awakens, the first sequel, is number 10.
I mean, yeah, I saw that one. That was the first movie I had seen in theaters
what
in a long
time. What
in
the hell is this movie? 1965's Dr. Zhivago is number 9. What?
Stay in power.
I guess so.
It must have been really good.
The Ten Commandments. From 1956.
Where's that sitting at?
It's number 8.
Wow.
Look at that. E.T. is 7th.
Great movie.
The Sound of Music is 6th.
Not watched much of it. Not a big
musical.
I've
already told you, Endgame's 5. The original Star Wars is 4. Titanic is 3. Avatar's 2. Take a guess what number 1 is. What's regarded as one of the most classic films of all time? And this is number 1 by $500 million. $500 million.
Most classic film of all time?
It's from the 30s.
Shrek.
No.
I was already getting out
you
before
even
you said the 30s.
I said the 30s.
I know. It's Wizard of Oz?
No, it's actually, no. I'm surprised Wizard of Oz isn't top 10.
From the 30s?
1939.
I don't know many 30s movies. Hold on.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, it's that movie.
It's Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
$3.7 billion adjusted for inflation. That's insane.
I've not seen Gone with the Wind.
I haven't either.
I've seen Wizard of Oz, though. Classic movie. Great movie.
Who hasn't seen Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. That's a great kid movie.
So, not adjusted for inflation, no surprises, Endgame. That beat out Avatar kind of recently, I think, it's only beaten out Avatar by $7 million.
Yeah, they left it in theaters, though.
Just
for
to get number one.
Yeah.
Just to troll James Cameron, probably.
Yeah.
But James Cameron has 2 and 3.
Avatar was in theaters for like a year or two.
Yes. Cameron has 2 with Avatar and 3 with Titanic. Titanic's staying power is impressive.
Yeah,
because even adjusted for inflation, it held number 1 for 12 years.
Did you know if you take out the parts before... I'm trying to think of what I'm doing here. There's Oh, if you take out the parts that aren't back in 1908, is that when it was? In Titanic?
Yes.
If you take back like the fast forwards and stuff like that, the movie is exactly like 2 hours and 42 minutes long or whatever, the exact amount of time that it took for the Titanic to hit the iceberg and sink.
I wonder if that was on purpose.
Yes, supposedly it is.
I want to run through the top 10 not adjusted for inflation before we hit this break, just because I'm curious. So, number 4, Star Wars The Force Awakens. Number 5 is Infinity War. Man, a whole lot of normies just really just wanted to see the Avengers movies, didn't they? Me included. Well, I'm not really a normie. I kind of like Marvel movies.
See, I've not seen...
I love Spider-Man a whole lot.
I've gotten out of those recently. I mean, I've seen Endgame now. I did not see it when it came out. I saw it probably in quarantine. but those are movies that I've not watched very much of. I watched the original Avengers, but that was the only Avengers I had seen since. I watched the rest in quarantine.
I'm looking at the top. Hold on, I'll take when this stops. The top 39. Of the top 39 highest grossing, Titanic is the only one not in the 21st century. That's insane. That's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Do we count streams in that now, too?
I don't know.
See, I don't either.
I think this is just box office.
Well.
I think this is box office. Finish this top 10 before we wrap up and do birthdays on the other side. Jurassic World is 6.
I was a letdown.
The Lion King live action movie is 7th. People really paid to see that crap.
Have you seen that?
No, me neither. I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I don't care.
And I've seen reviews, and I know it's bad.
Yeah.
The first Avengers movie is 8.
That was a good movie.
Look at Marvel. Look at Marvel 3, the top 8 with the Avengers.
I saw that one in theaters.
I did too. Furious 7 is number 9.
I've been off of Fast and Furious since...
I saw that one just because it was the last one for Paul Walker.
Oh, that one? Okay, that's the last one. I saw that one in theaters, too.
I need to see him and Vin Diesel just drive their separate directions.
Yeah, I saw Charlie okay. Booth. That's the last. How many have they made, then? What are they on?
Oh, they're going to keep going.
9?
The time. They're going to. It's going to be like a James Bond thing. They're just going to keep going.
Yeah, but they're not even what... Like, the only problem I have with Fast and Furious is they're not even now about what they
Cars,
were about.
No.
They're about heists.
The first Fast and Furious to like what they do now is like totally different.
Which I liked. Street racing was cool.
Oh, the first two were so
Tokyo
good.
Tokyo Drift was cool.
I didn't like Tokyo Drift.
I thought Tokyo Drift was pretty cool.
Let's finish these out. Number 10, and is this still currently in theaters somehow? Which I wouldn't know how, because you can't really go to a theater a whole lot. Frozen 2 is 10.
Kids' movies are cheating.
Frozen 2. Avengers Age of Ultron's 11, and Black Panther's 12. So, all the Marvel. All those Marvel movies are up there.
I think I forgot to watch Age of Ultron. I forgot that was a movie.
I'm trying to look for like the dumbest movie that's up here. Minions is 21st. Over $1.1 billion was gone into people watching Minions.
That's just kids, like people taking their kids to see movies, though.
Captain Marvel's 26. Oh, that's a waste of money.
I've not seen that one either.
God, Captain Marvel sucked. I only liked the soundtrack because it was all 90s rock. That's it.
Ragnarok had a good soundtrack.
We all know Joker's like the highest grossing R-rated film of all time. It's 31st all time period.
It's a fantastic movie. That movie is chef's kiss.
Well, that was the entertainment segment with Overtime here. We're going to take our final break and come back and play birthdays. Ooh. Hey, Tucker, I've got Hayden about to call.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. You won yesterday with competition.
Did I win?
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, AJ did win.
Yeah.
I have a bad memory.
I lost Levi jeans.
Well, you know what? That's fine. You just need motivation then. Hayden versus Tucker playing the birthday game. We're going to wrap up the show. When we come back, you're listening to Overtime.
Time to play the game.
Alrighty, we have reached the end of tonight's program here. Before we say goodbye, it's time to play birthdays. Join us via phone. Still up there in quarantine in the Tri-Cities is our own Hayden Wallen. Hayden, before we start playing the game, earlier in the show we ran through your recruiting analysis article on Kamen Marley. Good stuff, my man.
Thank you. It took a minute because I had to do it late night last night, but I wanted to get it out for everybody to go through today. So,
yeah, it's good stuff, man. Went through that. Very excited about that prospect. But with that being said, it is time for you to take on Tucker in the birthday game. Tucker lost yesterday to AJ, so Tucker's little win streak is it's been put on hold for a little bit here. Are both of y'all ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All righty, let's start going through it today. First birthday. He would have been 48 years old today. He was an American rapper. He's regarded as one of the greatest
Biggie.
Rappers of all time. It's Biggie. The Notorious B.I.G. R.I.P. Gunned down 1997. All right, 1-0 for Tucker here. He is 68 today. He is an American actor. And I think he's done like wrestling in the past before too. He doesn't go by like his full real name. He goes by a certain nickname. He's known for his catchphrases and his tough guy macho attitude, his signature facial hair and haircut. It's been in Slim Jim commercials.
Steve McQueen.
No. Also, he's most known for starring in the A-Team. That show from in the 80s.
Mr. T.
Is Mr. T. I pay the fool that doesn't know Mr. T.
I didn't know he was in a Slim Jim commercial.
Step to a Slim Jim. Am I thinking Randy Savage?
Maybe.
Did Mr. T not do Slim Jim too?
Because I almost said Randy Savage.
Mr. T did a Snickers commercial.
And then I realized that he is not 68
today. I got Mandela effect. No, Randy Savage is dead.
Yeah, he would have been. I knew it wasn't him.
Well, we have a dead wrestler coming up next here.
Oh, good.
He would have been 53 today. Wrestled up until his suicide in 2007.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit. Yeah.
Wow.
Hayden, buddy.
I don't even think I could have got any of those so far.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Really? Finally, I have
maybe
my niche day.
But when you said Slim Jim, I just kept thinking of like the Bigfoot in the Beach.
That's all I could think about, too. I almost just said Bigfoot.
That's what, Jack Lynx? That's not even Slim Jim.
Who cares?
Yeah, I know. I kept thinking
jerky.
It'd be jerky.
I know. That's true. All right, I've got, well, I only had two more here. So, Tucker, you've won. Just out the gate. But,
I mean, you want to just run through them?
Well, we'll get two more here. We'll get two more here just for fun. Let's see. This next one here, he is 24 today. He is an NFL quarterback. He is a recent first-round draft pick from...
Deshaun Watson?
It's not Deshaun Watson.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mitch Trubisky.
2018 draft. He is seventh overall pick. He is a quarterback for an AFC East team.
Josh Allen.
It's Josh Allen.
Sam Darnold? Oh.
Yeah, Josh Allen. All right, final one here, Hayden. We can see if you can not get swept. I hate that you had to come back and play the game like this, but I guess Tucker was just on a mission or something.
Well, he swept me a while back, so this is fair.
This is true. This is true. All right.
To be fair, I've been preoccupied with this Madden game. Which
There it is. There it is. All right. Final one for today. Final one for today. He is 85 today. He's a Hall of Fame college football coach and player from Tennessee.
Johnny Majors.
Yes, King Johnny. Johnny Majors. There you go, Hayden. Getting King Johnny. He got screwed out of the Heisman 1956. Big time.
I feel like he's older than that, but
nope.
I guess not.
85. Old King Johnny. I'm sure he's celebrating with some, let's be honest, he's celebrating with some Jack Daniels today, probably. He is from Lynchburg. He is from Lynchburg. All right. Well, Hayden, didn't go that well for you, but we appreciate you calling in anyway.
Yeah, that's a rough showing up there, but...
Hey, hopefully Coach Duggs will redeem you tonight.
I don't know about y'all, but that was putting me to sleep last night. Like, I can't watch too much of that.
Whoa!
Tucker, get him out of here! You don't disrespect the name of Coach Gus Duggerton. You said Duggs put you to sleep? He put a 50-burger on UCLA's ass. He put a 50-burger on them for the people.
I am distraught by what I just
Tucker,
heard.
Tucker, he does the 50-burgers for the people. And Hayden saying that put him to sleep. The gall.
That was electric last night.
The gall of Hayden to trash Doug's like that and to say it put him to sleep. Ah, can't believe what I just heard.
That was disrespectful.
My ears. My innocent virgin ears. Cannot believe they just heard that filth.
They do not. I don't.
Yeah.
Hayden.
We are a Coach Doug's household that supports our coach.
Pro Doug's.
9:30 tonight. He's going to take Gus's good time offense on the road to Waco. And, yeah. He's going to whip the Bears. Get some revenge on Baylor from the loss of Texas Tech. Can't wait to see Rico Burgerton, JoJo Smalls, Pua. What's Pua's last name?
Pua.
Forget the names of our players. Pua, I'm not a good fan.
Pua something. Pua.
We'll just call him Pua.
Caleb Presley's going to throw for 500 yards.
Quarterback Caleb Presley. Presley for Heisman.
He's winning. Tonight will further indicate that he is Heisman worthy.
He'll throw it to Pua. He'll Pua on you.
All over you.
Absolutely what he'll do here. That's going to do it for us tonight here. Tomorrow's Friday. It's going to be great. We'll catch you more at 6 o'clock to wrap up the week. Hope everyone has a good night tonight. We'll be recapping some Coach Doug's tomorrow for sure. For Tucker Holt, I'm Tanner Carson. You have been listening to Overtime. See ya on Friday.